This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Larsa told me I look skinny, so I'm going to stick with that. You are watching and listening to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey,
Larsa out of control.
Larsa told me I'm skinny too.
Larsa, she didn't tell me that, but I wish she would.
She told me I don't eat enough. So I was like, okay, Larsa, I'll eat a burger. Fine.
What's going on, everybody?
You are watching and listening to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On tonight's episode, we will talk about how Kim welcomes baby Sam and how she renews her vows. And plus, we have Courtney and all this drama with her girls' trip. We have tea time, Gram Glam, and so much more. But before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce us, the cast, the panel. I am Howard III here. Sitting next to me is Rachel Roblard.
Yes.
Dava.
Thank you, baby.
Rachel, are you going on your girls' trip soon?
Yes. Always down for a girls' trip.
Are you going to invite Courtney?
Would I invite Courtney? Yeah. But I don't think I'd invite Larsa. I'm Rachel.
On the end is Kiki Boom Boom Nakia. Are you inviting Larsa to your girls' trip?
Absolutely not.
Well, are you writing your own vows to your wedding?
I might Google those as well. So Kim's vows. But Larsa, you cannot come to my trip. You're going to give me anxiety.
I got to find myself a man's first.
Okay.
Before you can think about vows.
Listen.
I'm vowing to myself right now,
I'm just saying,
y'all.
We can get married to ourselves. That's what I'll be doing in 2020.
Self-love.
I'm here for it. Larsa, I'll invite you to the girls' trip. Maybe on the last
all right,
2 days.
All right, Courtney.
Well, listen, I'm going to do a 5-day trip. She can come on the last two. So we all win. Let us know in those comments, guys. If you're watching us live right now and you're in our live chat, please let us know. Are you inviting Larsa to your girls' trip? We've got that up and we would love to hear your answers. So before we get into tonight's episode, what are our overall thoughts? I mean, it wasn't a lot, but it was just enough. We had Kim's wedding, renewing her vows, and then we had our girls' trip. What are our overall thoughts?
I loved it. I thought tonight's episode was really great. There was some drama. We got to see a lot of the girls.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it.
We were watching it. Rachel was like, I love this episode. I do too. This was, like you said, Howard, it wasn't a lot, but it was just enough. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing the girls trip. Like, I love seeing them outside of, like, the comfort zone and outside of Calabasas. And I loved it. I love seeing Kim and how vulnerable she is with the kids. And it was a really good episode.
It was just such a, like, a feel-good one. Like, I love seeing Sam. I mean, we saw him, like, brand new.
Yeah, so, fresh out of the water.
Straight out the womb.
So I love seeing that. I wish we would have saw the vows, though. That's the only thing. I understand you guys want to keep some type of privacy, but let me see you walk down the aisle. Let me see who was there at the house. I know the girls were there, but did you have family and friends?
Yeah,
like, who else was there?
Yeah, they didn't.
Just trying to be nosy.
They didn't record the wedding. I remember she was just walking down the aisle for the wedding 5 years ago.
Where's the video?
What?
Want to see it?
5 years ago. I feel like time is flying.
Which is crazy because she now has 4 kids under the age of 5.
Right.
Which is remarkable.
Shout out to the moms, y'all. Shout out to the moms. That's in my notes from the very first couple minutes. I'm like watching this, like, because Kim was talking about the surrogates.
Yeah.
The baby's moving within the surrogate.
Oh,
it's improperly placed, and I just. Line one, shout out to the moms.
Shout out to the moms.
That the doctors have to go up there and personally move the baby.
Exactly.
I'm like, God bless mothers.
Right.
Mother's Day, mothers deserve the world. Surrogates, aunties, grandmas, cousins, everybody, anyone who takes care of a child deserves the world. And shout out to the surrogates.
Shout out.
For real. I mean, let's talk about it. So here she is welcoming baby Sam West. And like Nakia was saying, they had to go in there, flip the baby around. The baby was breached. But then Kim, which I was very shocked at, Kim broke the fourth wall and was talking to the producers, and she was talking about how she had to go through that, and she didn't even want to lie to the surrogate and just told her, like, girl, it's going to be painful. Oof. Like, that sucks for the surrogate, but at least she was able to have a healthy, like, easy delivery. Kim said she did one push, the surrogate did, and the baby was here.
I wonder, does like your price go up when there's complications? Like, because I'm your incubator and I'm holding the baby, but now when babies breach and they have to now go inside me, like, I wonder, like, is there a clause where it says like I get more money? Because, you know, women die giving birth to babies every day, and there's, and babies die. So I wonder if that's something in there. Like, God forbid we lose this baby. God forbid you lose me. Like, I wonder, like. Because when Kim was like, it hurt, and she had to tell it, I'm happy that she was honest with her and was like, look, girl, they got to personally go up there. I wonder, as a surrogate, are you like, that's an extra $20,000. Yeah. Turn that baby around.
If there are complications. Mm.
Exactly.
But God, shout out to the moms, the surrogates, the grandmas, the aunties, the cousins.
All of them.
Godmothers, of them. Anyone who takes care of a child.
Yes. Kanye, all you can do is answer the phone. That's the least you can do is answer the phone on the day that Psalm is coming into this world.
Yes, I do want to give a shout out. Shout out to everyone who's in the live chat. If you guys are there, leave us some comments and I'll give you guys a shout out. I do want to say shout out to Kafizzle for Shizzle. Says the hosts are looking bomb tonight.
Oh!
Hi, boo. Thank you. Shout out to the Team 90 Day Fiance that's in our chat room.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Shout out to everyone there. Yes. So, if you guys have any suggestions, let us know how you felt about Kim, the girls trip, Connie, and all that, and we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah. Definitely. And we also have a 90 Day Fiance after show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. So make sure you guys tune into that. I know we do the 90 Day Fiance little news and gossip that's getting great reviews. Chrissy over there. So hang out over there. And when you're over there, make sure you look at our Kardashian news and gossip. Yes. Our Kardashian Daily with Rachel Robard and Nakia. We're holding it down, honey. Okay. Double trouble. The ladies are killing it.
Thanks, boo.
But yeah, Rachel.
Keep talking, honey.
But yes, so Kim was doing all of that. I mean, Kanye couldn't get there in time, which I don't understand why Kanye doesn't have a backup phone. So I wish he would have answered, like you were saying,
everyone,
Rachel.
Everyone has two phones right now, I feel. Like,
seriously.
The, you know...
I wonder, remember the point when he was on social media and he got rid of all his phones? I wonder if, like, he's done that, if he has, like, a handler that has the phone. Mm-hmm. But obviously she was calling him, and he has four kids, so you gotta answer the damn phone.
Okay, and you know you have one, you know, coming. And I don't understand why Kim didn't stay closer to the hospital. She knows L.A. We always have traffic.
Baby.
Every time of the day. Like,
every
girl,
day all day.
You should have been somewhere in the area if you knew they were taking her into the hospital. Just say, okay, maybe 3 days, and then if, you know, the baby doesn't come in 3 days, go back home, freshen up, come back another day.
Come back.
Because I know they can get a good price on one of these bougie hotels over here. And they probably do, honestly. They probably have, like, a condo set up just for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At times where they need to be in L.A., and... Of course. Yeah.
And it looks like Kanye made it. She was on FaceTime with her mom, and Kanye was in the background. So I wonder if he just showed up by himself and didn't even tell her, like, I'm here. And she's been frantic calling him.
I mean, just popped up, right? And then still speaking with Kanye, so now they're talking about renewing their vows. So they've been married for 5 years. And Rachel, we were just saying, like, wow, 5 years.
5 years.
So... Wow, just time just flies. And, you know, Kim decides they want to write their own vows. They're using the same pastor from when they had their wedding. I mean, it just looked beautiful. Kim was relaunching her makeup line. The makeup she wore for her wedding day, she relaunched that. And it just looks so nice. Who would have known? Like, Kim and Kanye, 5 years later.
Yeah.
They gave us a whole little memory trip.
I loved that so much.
Yes.
Time flies.
Yeah.
And like you said, like, I remember those episodes where they were just friends and he would come in and they would hang out. And who would ever thought that, like, you know, Kim's been married a few times. Kanye's been engaged a few times.
Right.
But here you are full circle with, like, your soulmate. You guys have kids. And I know, like, she probably looks back and, like, damn, I would have never thought, like, I'd be here with him.
Yeah.
5 years later. 5 years ago, we got that infamous picture from Beyonce. Yeah. That's when, I believe, allegedly, this is when her and Jay-Z were going through that thing. So, allegedly, Kim invited Beyonce and Jay-Z, but Beyonce posted that photo of herself, and it was a selfie, and she was like, congratulations, Kanye and Kim, but allegedly, that's when her and Jay were fighting, because they talk about it in the albums. That's why they didn't go to the wedding. So that's why I was like, 5 years ago, we got that infamous selfie from Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Boom Boom has the tea, like, 5 years ago. She keeps
receipts. But everyone's back together. The Wests are celebrating their anniversary, and the Carters are doing fine.
Yes.
But I do remember 5 years ago, we got that infamous selfie. And that's when the Carters going through their thing.
A whole mess.
A mess.
But, you know, I'm happy to see that they're still kicking, still moving on. And they really both have their own... identity. Like, they're a brand, Kim and Kanye, but then they have their own separate thing. So I love that. I love how Kim, even like we saw last week, Kim was like, I'm not in the same headspace as you, Kanye. You would not make me into this whole new journey person.
Yeah.
And I love that she's really just sticking by that. So kudos to you, Kim.
Go, Kim.
And she also told us on this episode she's not having any more kids. Right. Yes. Do we really believe that? Like, you think she might have just one more? Like, when Psalm turns, like, 10, she'll be like, okay, I want one more.
Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to wait a bit. Exactly.
You think so?
4 kids under 5. Yeah. I think they're going to chill.
It's a lot.
But, you know, in a couple years, I might see Kim have some baby fever again.
I could see that.
I believe her because I remember talking to her. Okay, good night.
Yeah. So you guys have talked. Yes. What did she say to her?
So in my head, I'm crazy. I talked to her. I remember her on The View, and allegedly I was there in my head.
I get that statement. I'm in the audience too, right?
Speaking into existence. I remember talking to Kim. No.
Yes.
She was on The View a month ago, and she did speak about it because, like, right now she's in law school. Not law school, but right now she's doing her legal stuff. And she said right now she's not having any more kids. But you're right. I can see her maybe 10 years from now. But you gotta think about
10?
It. Like, 10 years? I mean, you said when Psalm's gonna be 10. That's in 10 years.
I said, yeah, when he's gonna be 10.
10,
yeah.
She's gonna be 50. I don't see her having another kid.
Yeah, Kim's actually happy early birthday. Her birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's about to be 39 years old tomorrow.
So, like, I don't know. I don't see her having another kid in 10 years. Like, I think at 50, they'll be like, we're good, fam.
I would say five years.
I feel like 45, she's gonna be tired. But you never know.
She might have energy somewhere.
She got the money, so.
Yeah, and she obviously has the surrogates, so. Call me up. I would be interested.
And I'm down to sign up.
What are you gonna pay me?
My woman's so fresh.
Can we also be best friends? Does it come with, like, a best friend label?
Not a best friend, like, little claws.
They probably have a restraining order from all.
Right? They truly do. We're blocked
once
on
you
all
give birth. Once you give birth, it's like, please stay away. No, I can see in a few years, but I think for now, like she said, she's like, she's good on the kids. Like, so I'm interested to see.
Focus on the one you got right now.
Okay.
Baby. Yeah.
All 20 of them.
So, little West clan.
So somebody who does need to focus is Courtney, and focus on these groups of friends that she has, because this girl's trip, honey. I mean, we were all talking behind the scenes, and Larsa is really the, like, common denominator. I mean, here is Courtney planning the girl's trip, going to Turks and Caicos, invites Chloe, because Chloe was like, I never want to go, there's too much drama, everybody's fighting. And as we saw in tonight's episode, it was a lot of drama. I mean, Larsa really just wanted to see these guys, be out and about, and Courtney's like, I'm in a whole other headspace. Larsa, you can go hooking somewhere else, like, don't do it on the girl's trip. But isn't that what girl's trips are for? I mean, friendships, you know, just kind of see people out and mingle.
If that's what you want to do.
Right.
Like, you have to remember, you're on a girl's trip or a guy's trip with different energies, different people, different personalities.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
I don't have to do what you want to do. Like, I recently just went on a trip and it was like 10 of us, and I party every day here in LA, but on the trip, I wanted to just relax. And everybody was like, oh, let's party. I was like, no, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to relax.
Right.
And chill. And I just feel like, Larsa, fam, like, you're the oldest person on the trip. Nothing wrong with you wanting to hang out with some guys, but if that's not what they want to do, don't force it on them. Find a group of 2 or 3 people who want to do that, and y'all go to the guy's house. But
But Chloe said it right. Courtney should be the mediator.
Yeah. She should.
If Courtney does not want to do it, just speak up and say, hey, Larsa, I don't want to do it. But Larsa kept saying things because she wasn't getting that alternative feedback
from
Courtney. So she kept pursuing it, like, oh, these guys want to hang, let's do it. And if no one says no, she's going to keep doing it until she gets that stop sign.
But as a grown-ass person, you also pick up the energy from your friends.
Yeah, read body language.
You got to read body language.
Especially if you guys are true friends, you would know your friends. If you've done this girl's trip before,
especially if you know your friend doesn't like confrontation. And like Chloe says, Larsa has a dominant personality, and she knows who she can dominate.
Exactly.
And if your friend ain't saying no, of course you're going to keep saying yes, because you're going to force them, but you know they don't want to do it.
Because Courtney gets easily peer pressured.
Yeah,
she does. That's what she's working on, and that's what Steph, Kim's former assistant, Courtney's friend, is like, that's what she's working on. She's learning on saying no, and what does Courtney want to do?
Courtney, like, Larsa,
Larsa's just a leader. Larsa, and like, hey, kudos to her. I know how you really feel about her, but it's just like she... Like, she's a leader in this aspect of, like, and a pusher. She pushes people.
She's a pusher. Even, do you guys remember when Courtney paid for Larsa's, or Larsa lost her house and, she had to stay with Courtney?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
So I wonder if she peer pressured her into that.
Like, hey,
I'm sure she did.
Like, it's also called gaslamping. Like, don't you want to like have me stay with you?
Yeah,
she seems
She seems like the type to do that, and I think like when you have a friend, you don't, especially because Courtney's not confrontation where like Chloe or Kim maybe would even be like, look, I don't want to do that. But Courtney's more like, I want to please everybody. Yeah. But Larson knows damn well, you know your friend, you know that's not what they want to do. Like, sit down, sis, relax.
Exactly. And I wish she would have known Sarah's. I wish we had a little bit more of a background story, like how long Larsa has known Sarah. Because the way that they were arguing, you can tell they don't hang out, one, on a daily basis. Two, they're not in the same group chats.
No.
Because the way they were the way that they were talking to each other, you're not in a group chat with me.
That's like,
you're,
you know, an added friend. You know, you have that one friend that and brings your friend everybody. Has two sides of different friends, and y'all don't really vibe, but you're one friend, and that's what it's like. And I feel like Sarah's Courtney's best friend.
Right.
So I feel like they've known each other since they were children. So Sarah probably says, like, don't bring Larsa around me. And Larsa's probably like, don't bring Sarah around me. But when we all come together, it's probably something different.
But do we think that Courtney knew this problem before? Because Chloe even asked Sarah, or asked Larsa, like, what is the beef? Why don't you guys like each other? Is this something new? And Larsa said no. So I don't understand. Did Courtney know? Like, do we feel like she might have known, like, Sarah and Larsa don't get along together? Should we still bring them or just keep them separate?
I mean, I look at it like this. Even if I know, we're grown-ass women. And if I have a trip and I invite you all, if you all can't make it, that's your problem. I'm still keeping my trip, but I'm going to extend the invite. If y'all two big asses at your big ass age can't come on a trip and get along, there's nothing that I can do about that. I mean, I have friends who are on three different sides of the world and they don't really get along. But if I have a trip, everyone's getting invited. And if y'all can't get it together, that's not my fault.
Yeah. No, I actually recently had that kind of a situation for my birthday. I had all my girlfriends, let's do this, we're going to Napa for my birthday, and then one backed out because of confrontation with one of my other friends. And
really?
So that's like, okay, and like, exactly, you need to step up. If you don't like someone, you're not going to hurt my feelings because I don't want that negative energy with like a trip that I'm organizing. And I feel like a lot of people can relate to this, like bachelorette trips.
Oh,
because
right.
you have your high school friends, your college friends, your next door neighbor friends from when
you were
five.
Your adult friends.
Your adult friends. You know, your work friends. So then you get them all together and it's like, okay, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like this was a Courtney situation. Like, I guess they're not in the same group text.
No. Exactly.
Let's do this, but... this was the first time we saw Sarah, too.
Right, very first time.
Yeah.
Sarah also works at Poosh, so she was trying to make this a business trip. And it's just...
Write it off.
Listen, I feel you. But I do like that Courtney, you know, stood up for Sarah and told Larsa, like, look, you can't be speaking to my friends like that. Like you, but you're bullying and you can't speak to people like that.
No. But it did take Courtney a while because... at times, it seems like Chloe was stepping up and really trying to intervene and try to push Courtney. And it's like, Courtney, you should know when your friends are being talked too crazy. I mean, I know you don't want to be the middle person, but you're the middle person. You have a common denominator. I mean, how did it go, Rachel, with your trip? So, these two girls didn't like each other. Uh-huh. One girl backed out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get in the middle, or did you just let them figure it out?
I was like, okay, yeah, if you really... I mean, I wanted her to come, so I was like, yes, please come. Like, we can make this work. Like, there's going to be future times where we're all going to be together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you can't make this work, when's the next... are you not going to make the next one work?
No,
so it's
like, exactly.
But, like, again, I think it's just more... times heal all... like, you just need more time. So
that's
I'm like,
true.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
I have a group. I have like two group of friends, and they don't get along. And I'm not. And I tell them, I'm like, fam, I'm not going to be in the middle of this,
right?
Because I feel like that's y'all beef.
Yeah.
If I have something, I'm inviting everybody.
Yeah.
If y'all can't be in the same room, then I don't know what to tell you. And as adults go, as time goes on, we all understand, and they understand that now.
Yeah.
So now we do things where everyone's invited.
Mm-hmm.
I was even in I was a bridesmaid, and there was another bridesmaid where we didn't get along, but we showed up for our friend's wedding, and we kept it cordial, and we kept it moving.
Yeah.
And after that, we talked, and we were like, yo, this is what's going on. I just feel like it's tough being in the middle, and I do think as two friends, you should even consider your friend being in the middle, because you don't want to be that middle person. That's
you
like...
definitely don't.
Because you're still going to be friends with both parties.
Exactly.
Just because y'all are arguing, I'm still your friend, and I'm still your friend, but... y'all got to talk that out.
Exactly.
And they were arguing over something that wasn't important.
Over something silly. So they were arguing over... so Sarah comes out the bathroom, like she just saw somebody get killed, which is a bad example, but, you know, something dramatic. But she comes out and she's like, oh, you know, this lady was crying and she was boohoo crying and I asked her what's wrong and she told me nothing. And so I don't know how she thought that was a big deal, because Larsa was like, I don't care.
She goes, who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
And I was like, listen, I'm not a big Larsa fan, but low key.
Energy, but who cares?
Okay, but I mean, Sarah, it just really bothered her, because she was like, I want somebody to tell me, if I'm in the bathroom, ask me what's wrong. But we don't I don't really know you, so you shouldn't really ask me what's going on. But
I, like, I felt Larsa where she was coming from, but I do feel Sarah because she was like, I wasn't talking to you. Yeah. If you don't care, why interject? But I felt Larsa because who cares? But as Sarah says, you don't, and I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to these two over there, and you're in my conversation. So I felt them both like, mind your business.
Yes.
It was a whole thing. I mean, even to the point where some of the other girls, like Chloe and then Malika, stepped in. And Malika was like, listen, she feels this way. Like, it wasn't even geared towards you. And Larsa's just going off, trying to bully poor Sarah.
Larsa just wanted to go to the damn boy's house. She want to see a boy.
No. Larsa just wanted camera time. Can we just like, say how it is?
That's the most she's ever talked.
I could see that, yeah.
I was like, whoa. I forgot Larsa had a voice. Time. She got her camera time. She was acting up. You know, we all work in production. We know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
She was acting up.
Let us know in the comments below. Was Larsa just doing this just to get some camera time? She just wanted to stir the pot. Okay. Get it going.
Yes. Shout out for Kate Fizzle for Shizzle says, Larsa is a mess. LOL.
Oh.
Then Fizzle for Shizzle said, always read the room, sis.
Exactly.
19, 98 Fiance. We were talking about Kim and the babies. They said, I have two kids under the age of 2.
Wow.
Hey, Linda. Nice to meet you. She said, oh, I love Linda from 98 Fiance. Sorry.
Listen, Linda.
So, yes. But I'm happy that, you know, they all looked amazing on that girls' trip. It looked like fun.
It did look like fun.
I now want to go to Turks and Caicos. So, you know, they all hang out in real life, and I'm happy they were able to resolve it because they were fighting over nothing.
Over literally nothing. And Larsa, we don't even know if she ever went to the guy's house.
I want to tweet her and be like, did you ever make it to the guy's house?
Who do you know in Turks and Caicos? Okay. Just like, exactly. There.
Okay.
Larsa, you ain't slick.
You ain't slick, girl.
Send the numbers.
Yeah.
But you see, she was trying to get somebody.
Goals. That's when you're on vacation.
Larsa was trying to, I understand Larsa. She was trying to get Chloe to go. She's like, listen, why don't we just stop by for like 2.5
seconds? Chloe's like,
I gotta breastfeed my baby. Leave me alone.
Okay,
the nanny had true. She was fine. If she wanted to go, Chloe could have gone.
Don't be wrong.
And they maybe did. You know,
I felt Larsa because I feel like it's okay to have a good time, but you can't force that on other people.
Right.
I felt Larsa. I agreed with her having a good time going to see guys. But there's some people who just want to chill and sit by the bonfire. Leave them alone. Larsa, you scurry your ass to the guy's house. And then when they see you having a good time, maybe they'll change their mind.
Exactly. And then for Larsa to turn up when she was just like, Courtney was like, oh, Larsa, it was more like you being a bully. And Larsa just, a bully is just such a strong word. Oh my gosh. It's just paddling her boat.
Oh, Lord.
And it's like, girl, like, you were being a bully.
You were being mean, sis.
Calm down, Larsa. Take it what it is. And I'm just so proud and so happy of Courtney talking to her.
Yeah.
And finally just telling, like, I'm not in that same space you're in. If you want to see guys, cool. I don't. I want to stay with my girlfriends and drink.
Exactly.
And
it's okay.
Yes.
Larsa's like, you were in like the last month. I'm like, shut your ass and leave her alone.
Oh, girl.
Things change. I mean, hey, I'm in Turks and Caicos.
Maybe.
When in Turks and Caicos.
So, any last minute things that you guys want to talk about before we get into our special segment?
No, this was just a really good episode. I really did enjoy the girls' trip. Besides the BS and the drama, I really loved it a lot.
I
hope to see more. I know we got drama coming up, but I hope to see more like trips like that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Definitely. So let's get into it now. A little bit of tea time.
Hide my glass. Product placement. Yelzers.
Kiki thought she was a Kendo with her can.
Baby.
You know, you can fix it with a can.
Thought it was so good. P word, Pepsi.
So, let's get into our tea time. So, Kylie Jenner has set the whole internet on fire this week. I mean, social media was blowing up. So, pretty much, the internet is having a field day with Kylie's office tour video that she put on YouTube. In the video, she showed how she showed her daughter Stormy's room because she has her own room at the office. You know, nap time, playtime. But when she greeted Stormy, she turned on the light and said, rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
And that blew up. It's everywhere. There's memes, there's official songs, and even Kylie got in on the joke and started making merchandise off of this.
Amazing.
Will we be saying rise and shine for the rest of the year, like all the way for two more months?
Yes, this is amazing. Tyga even put rise and shine on
him. I mean, we're going to talk about it in our news and gossip.
Exactly. Does that mean, like, do y'all think he's being shady from that? Because Tyga posted, like, the day after, like, it was blowing up. He posted a photo of his car. What kind of car? Like a nice car, whatever. It ain't no Toyota.
More than what Civic. I got.
Oh, and, yes.
Oh, it's like a, what is that? Is that a Maserati? Oh, we're horrible. We're horrible.
But it looks like a Lamborghini. Tiger. Oh.
Yeah, it's not a Honda
Civic. I can't
Civic.
Stand you.
So, he posted it with the caption.
It's not a Honda Civic.
With Rise and Shine. So is it? Is that petty? Is that shady? Or does this mean like, oh, they're hanging out and he's on in the joke?
Ooh.
I think it's
he's
all three.
Rising and shining with her.
What? In the morning. Rise and shine. He's probably like, rise and shine, Stormy.
Hey, Stormy.
I mean, look, Stormy, King, Dream, like, it's all one big circle.
All one big one.
I think all three. I think he's in on the joke. I think they do hang out. Mm-hmm. And I think like, he is trying to be funny and petty. But I love how Rise and Shine kind of, like, took it's a life of its own.
Its own life.
It's amazing. Man. Well, speaking about new life and on life, our girl Khloe Kardashian. Hey, Khloe.
Hey, Khloe, girl. Hope you're watching.
Love you, sis. She was on a podcast, Jay Shetty's podcast, and she sat down with a motivational speaker on his podcast called On Purpose about the importance of taking responsibility for the pain you need and regularly self-reflect. So I have a few quotes of some of the things that she talked about. When she talked about co-parenting, her ex-boyfriend relationships, she did says, I haven't jumped into dating. I don't care to date right now. I'm not in a rush for it. I feel so good in my life. I don't really need much else. When asked about her ex, she said, quote, I don't think he's a bad person. I think we all make mistakes. We're humans, but it's only going to hurt me if I'm holding on to anger, play the victim role. And I don't believe in playing the victim. Mm-hmm. When asked about co-parenting with her ex, she said, it's hard. It's not easy for me. It would be easier for me to keep my daughter away, but he never hurt True. Him and I have our own relationship. And then Tristan and True, they have theirs. I will never come in between that. I don't believe in that. So that's what she said on the podcast. It was a really good podcast. Yeah. I listened to it. It was very enlightened. So she opened up a lot. So I thought it was pretty awesome.
Well, go ahead. All right, Khloe. I'm proud. You know, she's keeping her problems with Tristan separate from True. Yeah. So that's always good.
Rise and shine. Mm-hmm.
Rise and shine, girl.
Rise and shine.
somebody who might not be rising is Travis Scott. Travis Scott got hurt. That's why.
Oh, I am dead.
Poor thing. I just have this whole new perception on injuries, though, because I did tear my ACL.
Oh, yes. So it's you were out for a while.
Ooh, yeah, that was the worst 2-month recovery.
Baby.
I'm still recovering, so it's like, dang, I give my heart out to him.
Oh,
it sucks.
Man. Yes, yeah. So he got hurt, and he might need surgery after potentially tearing his particular tendon doing the Rolling Out performance in Las Vegas, Nevada over the weekend. So, I mean, we're keeping you in prayers, Travis, because he did look like he was just in so much pain. He went on with the show like a true performer, but he wasn't able to move. They had to like drag him, like pretty much pick him up and take him off. So
he may have to have surgery and all
that. Okay.
Yowzers.
Gosh.
Mm-mm. Do you think one day Kim Skims will have like a guy version? Like,
yes.
Ooh, maybe.
I can see it. I can see a lot of guys wearing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because she actually just has a new collection of Skims going out right now. Ooh. She just revealed her new collection for her spandex body forming suit. So it looks great. I like it. I guess it's gender neutral at the end of the day, right?
I think so.
Anyone can get into the Skims. Mm-hmm. I feel like that hasn't been announced, that it's like, everyone can do it. So it's for guys, too.
I'm still waiting for mine,
I was really
Kim.
Curious. Yeah, they were all sold out, and so she had a whole new restock.
Yeah.
And also, today, Kim Kardashian West is now, has launched KKW Beauty is now in all Ulta stores now.
Yes.
So shout out to Kim with her new collab with Ulta. KK Beauty is everywhere, which is really exciting, because now you can try on all the products in the store rather than ordering online and hoping it is your right shade.
Yes.
So Twitter's going crazy, raving about how KKW Beauty is in Ulta. And also who's in Ulta is Kylie Cosmetics.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Now they're both in Ulta. And I actually asked y'all on my Instagram story, who pushes product more effectively, Kim or Kylie? And I had over 100 answers from y'all, and majority votes Kylie. Kylie.
Wow.
It is, 88% Kylie pushes product more effectively than Kim, the 12%.
Okay.
Just like, wow, okay. And I mean, what do y'all think about that?
I think,
I feel like they're the biggest competitors are
they really are each other. Sisters.
I do think that Kim made the blueprint, though. Like, Kim was the original, and I think Kylie definitely took a book out of Kim's page. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kylie took a page out of Kim's book. Obviously, I can't speak. I do think Kylie is a little bit more popular when it comes to the makeup now.
Yeah.
But Kim is not playing. She got candles. She got perfume. She's coming back to back. So I think they're, like, neck and neck when it comes to it.
Yes. I definitely think that Kim pushes... Well... You know what? I would say back in the day, Kim would push her product more. I now, today's time, I think it's Kylie. Because Kylie was the first one kind of get into the ultra booty stores.
Yeah.
Kim was a little slow on that, but she was doing so well on online, she didn't really need Ulta. But, you know, I'm going to say Kylie.
Yes. Well, speaking about Kim and selling things, Kim's not playing any games because Mrs. West is promoting her husband's brand. She previewed the new Yeezys, but it looks like it's slides for kids. Kim had North model them, and, it looks like they come in different colors. No word yet on how much they cost. Some people made some jokes and said they were prison slippers.
Yeah,
Kim is working with prison.
Yeah, it's getting people out of prison to then have prison shoes.
They said
shoes.
These are prison shoes. These are very Yeezy type, like the nude kind of colors. Will you guys be getting a pair of the Yeezy slides?
Those are just some Walmart shoes in the garden section for me. I'm not paying over $200 for some garden shoes.
Definitely not.
But actually, speaking of these shoes, so the girls were in Palm Springs over the weekend for Kim's birthday. And Kim gave the guests goodie bags, including Skims, and also Yeezy shoes. She was on her Instagram story this weekend.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
That's my invite.
Exactly.
Yeah. DM us, Kim. We'll take some of those.
Thank you.
I won't buy them for real, but if I had them, I would wear them.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Do a product review just for you, girl.
Yeah, product review. I do want to say,
in the chat, fans are not feeling the slides. Some people said they are ugly. They're not feeling good.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, let's get into something a little bit more pretty, and that's our Gram Glam.
Yay.
Yes. So for the Gram Glam is where we choose who is the cutest Kardashian, the one we are really feeling for this week. We usually have our little heads, but Dakota's not here. Cry, cry. So no heads today, but we'll still pick. Mm-hmm. So kicking it off would be Courtney in her all white here. She's over here just giving you exactly hot mama vibes. What are we feeling?
I thought she was Kim for a minute. She looks hot.
Right? This lace, see-through, Mama white three. Top.
Come on, 40.
Okay.
Dang. That's a really cute outfit.
It really is. Yes, giving us life. And then next up we have, Kylie. Oh. Kylie and giving you some bedroom drama here with that rock on her finger.
Rise and shine.
Mm-hmm. Rise and shine.
Yes, girl.
She's like, she's waking up from bed. She's rising and shining.
Right, with that diamond. Ooh.
Beautiful.
I woke up like that.
Okay.
Flawless.
I wish.
Next up we have is Kendall. And she was in an ad. So this is a Vogue storyboard here. She had different pictures. This one, she's in a red, long, like trench coat type of thing, giving you model-esque. Mm. Over here killing the game with this belt.
Gorgeous.
Then next up, we have Kim with her behind-the-scenes look. She's also promoting her KKW makeup here. She looks great. I love her in a high pony.
Looks cute.
Mm-hmm.
She's so young.
I know. Like
very pin-up.
Like, after seeing Psalm on today's episode, I'm like, she's looking baby face right here. She has baby
sure
face.
She does. Aww. And then we have Chloe next with Psalm.
Psalmy.
You know, this episode was about him. So Chloe is getting in on the action, giving some Psalm some auntie love.
Aww.
So...
Psalm Sunday. Saint and Psalm, Sunday. North in Chicago. I love it.
Love it.
Yeah. Two directions, two Bible.
So let's choose our top one. We could do a little drum roll, please.
Kim!
Courtney!
Courtney.
I think Courtney because she looks really hot. I actually love that outfit and I would love to wear something like that for myself. Mm-hmm. But she just looked really, really hot and she's 40. You guys know I love Courtney, so look at her. Like,
she's killing it.
A hot, hot, hot mama. So she's my fave today.
Yes. I chose Kim because happy birthday, Kim. Yes. With her birthday being tomorrow and her celebrating this weekend. And also she looks flawless.
She does. She
mama
does.
Of four now. So amazing. You're doing great, Kim. Happy birthday.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie. And I chose Kendall because I just love Kendall the model. Like, she's just be giving me looks, giving me life. I mean, I love this outfit, the trench coats, the waist. Like,
what waist,
work,
honey?
Girl. Okay. She letting y'all know. New York Fashion Week.
Snatched.
Well, this has been a great episode. Yes. Great after show. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in the live chat. Thank you for watching us Sundays, every Sunday here and there. We appreciate you. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do the Growing Up Hip Hop New York after show on Thursdays on AfterBuzz TV Network. And I hang out with Nakia on Sundays, also at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Black Hollywood Live, to do Back to Reality. Rachel, where can we find you?
Yes, y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And make sure you guys are also checking out Rachel and I do the Kardashian News Daily, where if you don't get the news here, we will be giving you the updates Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Oh, and Thursday.
Yes. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us those 5 stars. And like always, leave those comments down below and like this video. And we will see you guys all next Sunday.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.